Okay, the recording has started. And if Manny or anybody else is able to join, we'll just loop them into the discussion as we go. And again, this is an open meeting. If people have other agenda items, certainly let's add those. But I had put on the agenda for today a review of the proposal for the creation of a DCI working group. And that's what the link is. I just shared on the chat channel. And then a discussion on next steps about bringing this to the TSC. I don't know if there's other things people want to discuss. Okay. I'll take that as a no. Oh, I see a couple other people have joined. Hi, Alyssa. Are you able to hear us?
I am. Great. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Thanks for joining.
Okay, good.
So I was just talking about the agenda. I don't know if you caught that part, but again, just reviewing.
Just the tail end.
Okay. So if you have other agenda items you'd like to bring up, let's certainly do that. But I had put on the agenda a review of the draft proposal for the creation of a DCI working group.
Sounds good.
Great. So has everybody had a chance to take a look at that? I know it was being iterated on the Google Docs, but we've moved it over to the Wiki. So if, in case anybody didn't see that shift, it is now, if you were to make comments or edit, please make sure you're doing it on the Wiki. There's a link in the chat and then a link in the agenda versus editing or commenting on that Google Doc. So other than that switch, the content should be mostly the same as what you've seen before. So if you've looked at it in the past, that's great. If not, you can pull that now and then we can go through. I know Dan had some thoughts about tweaks we might want to make to it. So I don't know. I guess this is not ready to be done yet, but that could be the, you know, outcome of the call today. We could remove the draft note from it and then talk about how do we circulate this more widely.
Yeah. So I started trying to look at it from the perspective of a TSC member and not from the perspective of somebody who's been on the inside of the evolution of it. And so a couple things stuck out. One is I don't think it reflects a lot of the months of work getting up to this point in evolution. And so that was the thinking behind including some of those links that I started mining out of the notes that David has helpfully copied into the Wiki. So I think getting some of that represented in there would add more heft to the proposal. There might be a little rejiggering to do between scope and work products. So when I think of scope, I'm thinking of sort of the broad statement of we're going to go after these areas, and then work products are more the bulleted list of we've identified these specific objectives in the near term. That might just be swapping the headings on those or expanding them a little bit more. I do see we've got some to-do text in there.
Yeah, I was just about to say we should address that as well.
Yep. And then my last high-level feedback is expanding that interested parties group a bit if we can. Want to look that we've got enough participation that it's going to be a healthy working group that's able to make progress. I don't think real big numbers are important because then you just have, you know, it can be too big and then people don't make progress in that kind of setting either. But I plan to send out a note to the governing board and to the maintainers lists soliciting more participation, probably giving them through the week of the 4th to get their names on. That doesn't necessarily gate circulating this with on the TSC list until those people have signed up, but you might want to get the note out for recruitment before circulating to the TSC.
Okay. Those are all good things. Maybe we can, the Confluence allows for collaborative editing, so I've got the edit. I've got it open as an edit here. Maybe we can all just maybe spend 5-10 minutes kind of taking a pass at those things, and then we can review and call it final and then talk about next steps. I don't know if people are in front of their laptops or calling in from a phone or not, but We can certainly take a pass. So, for example, Dan, for interested parties, I did have a discussion with Swetha last week. She did say yes. I don't think she's in really – I saw your note to her encouraging her to put her name down. I don't think she's in a position now to do that. She's in China speaking at an event. So I took the liberty of adding her name on it because she did tell me that she wanted to do it.
Yeah, and one of the reasons that I asked her to do is just to do a little check that people weren't signing her up for it and see that sure. she's actually actively interested.
Fair enough. Would you prefer that I took her name off and let her at it?
Yeah, it's not a big deal either way, but I think it's a good sign of interest if she adds it.
Fair enough. All right, I'll take that.
In a week or two, it'll be fine.
Sure. So maybe here, the other ones you pointed out, do you want to take a pass at include, you had talked about maybe some tweaks to the scope and work product areas and adding those links. If you want to take a pass at that, I can take a pass at replacing this to-do verbiage about the election.
Yeah. So one thing was I came across the spreadsheet that I think Karen had started, which I think is pretty important as a tool to go forward so that we tend to get in, at least in other groups, into circular conversations about what should we do and how are we going to do it. And so I think that's a good way to keep us from going in circles. I don't know if we should link it directly into the proposal or not. I don't know when the last time was it was updated. Is that something that was going on actively while I was out of the loop since the beginning of the year?
Yeah, I believe you may have missed some of those meetings. Yeah, Karen, I don't know if you want to.
I don't remember the last time it was updated, but it's been a little while.
Okay, would you have a chance to check in on it and see if there's things that were closed that should be marked closed or things? I don't know if it's. I just want to make sure that it's
active. Look at it. I don't think any of the tasks were completed.
Okay.
So one thing that Dan's email, referencing to the kind of sourcing material or the background materials sparked in me was the memory that, I guess a story I heard from you all that when you first brought this idea forward last fall, people were full of questions and data questions, like where's the proof sort of things, and how do we prove things, how do we measure, like all those different parts. And so I've really been thinking that, like, yeah, that's the challenge, is we don't want to overwhelm the document with a ton of stuff up front, but for the people who are skeptical or just people who want more information and want the full background, I'm just wondering if it would be valuable to have a section here, or if there's a spot for something that just says, here's all of the work, right? I mean, Dan, is that what you were thinking, or do we just kind of link some stuff and just says, here's where it is, and it kind of feels like pointing to some of our materials without a little content or context around them may or may not work. I'm not sure of how that's going to be for the recipients.
Yeah, that's what I was also unsure about, is does a pile of links help, because it looks like here's a pile of stuff and people aren't going to be too critical of that, or is that bad because it doesn't have the context?
Right. I mean, does this template have room for us to write it, to add a section that gives the background and maybe like a sentence or two before each link?
Yeah, no, I don't feel like this template is super rigid. I mean, okay. I don't know, Dan, if you feel the same way. I mean,
yeah, I think we've got flexibility. I think the template is probably like, here's the required fields people are used to seeing, but there's no reason we couldn't add a field.
Yeah. So is somebody taking a pass at adding those links?
I'm gonna start a section. I think maybe I'm just looking to see where it should go.
Okay.
I think the reviewed should be last. But I don't want this to, I'm thinking maybe between the proposed chair and reviewed.
Okay.
And just call it, I'm going to call it background for now. And then we'll see.
All right, great. And by the way, if people are in the edit section, I put some words in to replace the to-do item that was there in the work product section.
Thank you.
In that last paragraph. So while Carson's taking a pass at that, what other edits would people propose?
We might also want to talk about the interim chair a little bit more.
Agreed. Yeah, that's a good topic. So as far as this proposal goes, though, maybe no other edits? And then we can move on to the chair discussion?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Yeah, so Dan, what were your thoughts on chair? I know that, you know, there has been some feedback about, you know, who do we want to be as interim chair? And, you know, do we want to look at, you know, I know you had raised your hand last time, and thank you for that. But I know other people maybe had expressed interest as well. And do we want to? What are your thoughts?
Yeah. So, just a quick recap that we wanted to make sure that this is a community-led project for a variety of reasons, which maybe we don't need to rehash those, but to make sure that we had somebody from the community stand up so that we didn't have to stop progress on this. I volunteered to step in on an interim basis. I think I couldn't find a firm rule on this in our working group documents, but I think what most working groups were doing is once they get started after a couple months, then they elect amongst themselves a chair, and that chair serves until they don't want to volunteer anymore, until that community wants to vote in a new chair. So I was looking to help fill that gap during the first couple months or so. But I am equally happy for anybody else in the community to step up and fill that role until we permanently elect somebody. I think Mandy had expressed a little bit of interest, but she's not on the call with us now. Offline, we also had Sweta volunteered for that. And of course, there's Karsten and Lisa on right now as well. I don't know if Mark also has interest, but no, we can put that out. I don't know who amongst you are also interested or not interested, but I want to make sure that that's something that's held open for whoever wants to volunteer for that.
Absolutely, yeah. If anybody is interested, please do raise your hand.
I can say definitively that I mean, this is really my first foray into the community, so I don't have the chops for that or the experience, and you know, I just want to follow along and help get things done for now. So yeah, happy to have someone charge in. I do like the idea of putting it on the roadmap for the group that says something definitive, like 3 months after the group starts, we will you know, discuss, you know, decide to have an election, something like that. Something that's not doesn't lock the group into stone, but just forces the reminder to have that discussion at a 2 or 3 month mark so that it doesn't get forgotten.
Agreed. And Dan, as far as going to the TSE goes, do you think it's okay to say there are several people interested in being that interim chair and not necessarily having a specific name there? I mean, I guess the question is, do we want to block on having us resolve that before we go to the TSE, or is there something that we can just say to them, there are several community, this will be community led. There are several people who have raised their hand. We as a group will sort that out in the near term.
I think that the proposals have always had a chair in the proposal. So I think we're supposed to have that sorted out. And it's probably whoever's name is on there is the one that who should be presenting verbally to the TSC.
Yeah. Okay. And that's fine, following that process. I know we had said that maybe tomorrow was the goal for proposing this and sharing that, but maybe if we haven't sorted that out yet, maybe tomorrow isn't the goal.
Right, yeah, I think we might want to just wait on that till after the 4th.
Okay. Do you think it would be, I'm just thinking of the process. Do we want to share this as a document on the TSC list in the short term or wait until any communication until we know who the chair is?
What I'd like to do is chat with Swetha if she's available early next week, and also send out the notes to the maintainers and board lists after we're done at this meeting, and let those maybe get a few days to get in, and then send a note to the TSC maybe the Monday following the 4th.
Okay.
Announcing that, and then getting it on the horizon then.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good. So to support you with that.
I'm really cautious, but it seems like it's, these things normally go better the more they're prepped.
Agreed. Yeah, no reason to rush it.
Really, the people on the TSC are awful, and you know, they get a sense that there's something weak, then they just tear into it. So.
Oh, yeah, no, I think doing the prep, doing the due diligence probably makes a lot of sense. So to support you with the steps you just said, I guess, again, maybe the biggest outcome this group could do is just remove the draft note on this page so you could circulate, you know, what we think of as a final proposal. So I see that, yeah, Carson's still editing. While he's doing that, again, if everybody could just take one more pass and we can remove the draft after we finish this background section, if there are no other changes.
Yeah, I'll dig up some links to fill in some of that to-do stuff, but that doesn't negate taking the draft thing off. It's kind of inherently draft until we vote on it.
Fair enough. Okay, well, I'll remove it then.
Is there any interest in adding anything specific about the survey or the initial research? Sorry, I think I was speaking on mute.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we had heard you.
Oh, earlier. Sorry. So is there any interest in adding a description of the research that we want to conduct?
That is a really good question. And that reminds me, there was this developer survey that I came across in our old meeting notes.
Yeah, I saw that too, that Tracy had posted with the results.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. We've got a description of, in just a couple of slides, kind of what we were thinking. But let me know if maybe this isn't the right stage to include that.
I think adding it would, where would you propose adding it? Under
work products.
Sure.
Because, you know, I think Tracy's is a really great place to start, but I think it also goes to the notion of let's establish a baseline so we can measure impact.
Did we send that survey out?
I don't know. I came across the same document you did. I can ping her and ask.
My understanding was there had been one in the past. There was a preparations underway to do another one last year, and maybe Rye or Dave can correct me if I'm wrong, but there had been one in the past. The follow-up, I don't think, ended up happening, but I may be.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a good thing for us to point out. Like, without this working group, here's something that we weren't able to move forward.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, yeah. Who? I mean, I guess this goes, the reason we have this group goes down to ownership of these sorts of things. And I think if nobody owns it, it's easy for these things to not move forward or not happen.
Yeah, well said.
Okay, yeah. So I think adding that in the work project section makes sense.
Lisa, do you know if Tracy intends to participate in this working group?
I'm paying her right now. She should.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Add her name in there.
Was there some suggested wordage to use about the survey, or do you want to, I'm in the doc and can add something?
So I think there's two things that we have questions about. One is the survey that that Tracy conducted and posted the results about, and what we want to say about that. Definitely, in, you know, saying that it didn't necessarily it didn't go further. And then the other is what are we proposing as far as participation with some of the work that we're doing or collaborating with Accenture on continuing to drive the work that we've already been doing in this space.
Okay. Did you want to take a pass at some language or?
Sure. Sorry, I'm multitasking.
No worries.
So she did the survey in 2017 and did the survey of the developer community.
Yeah. And then the follow-up, I think, was intended for last year and didn't happen.
Okay.
And if you're not in the doc, that's fine. If you want to maybe drop some language in the chat channel, I can copy it over.
No, I found that I actually am in the doc. I'm just...
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah. So just like a couple sentences.
Sure.
Incidentally, I noticed whenever we change the name of a page, that will report the link.
Oh, did me removing draft cause some confusion?
No, well, no, I think it's fine. It's just if we tinker with the words, then every time we tinker with the words of that title, it'll break the link.
Yeah, and it doesn't do Confluence well enough. It doesn't redirect.
I don't think so.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know, it might, but I just noticed that. Let's see what happens if I click on the old link. Oh yeah, it tells you that the page has been renamed and it gives you a link, so it's not a big deal.
All right. But this brings up a task for the group. I think, Dan, I had mentioned this in the email, I think once the TSE gives the go ahead, we can do some wiki gardening. I'm sure there's old docs that used to be on Google Docs, and there's old docs that used to be on different parts of the wiki. We can have a group go through and kind of clean things up and garden and put things in a new location.
Sorry, it keeps disappearing on me when I try to edit it.
Oh, sorry about any confusion. Well, again, if that's not working, you're welcome to put some language in the chat channel for the Zoom and I can copy it over or.
Okay. I'm writing in a document and I'll post it. So don't wait for me.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you for that. Yeah, I think other people are just making, I see a few other people in the doc. I think we're just maybe spending a few more minutes making edits and then we can.
Yeah, I'm looking back through some of the notes, our oldest notes, just looking for any of the various little links and relevant documents and pasting those in there. So this is not a time critical thing. We just keep working at it.
No, but it's useful to do. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. We'll get it all in there. I mean, that section is going to at least have all this stuff in.
Great. Thank you. So while we're doing that writing, just again to ask the group, are there other topics people wanted to talk about today? Okay. If not, yeah, we'll focus on the document itself. And then Dan had mentioned those action items as follow-ups, and that could be that for today.
Yeah, I'm just tinkering around with some stuff in here.
Yeah, no, I think, yeah, having this hour be focused on the doc is great. Yeah. We're all here. We can knock it out.
Does anybody care if I swap the contents of the scope and work product section?
No. No, that makes sense. I just initially just copied and pasted from the old Google Doc into this format. And yeah, if I put things in.
No. It's not a big deal at all.
This is totally just the copy editor in me, but is it okay to put the title of the page has been the name of the working group, and is it cool to put commas in that title?
The reason I hadn't is because, as Dan had said, the title turns into the URL and.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. So yeah, I won't, let's just not mess with that. That's cool.
But maybe in the body itself, we could include the commas.
Yeah, it's in there. That was what I was thinking. Cool. And I guess I added the serial comma because I was pedantic about that.
Oh, and I'm just kind of reading through as we're doing this. I see in the work product section, we have a parenthesis that says existing actions could be documented more. Do we maybe want to remove that? We give two examples of things that have already happened, and then down below, we're giving more examples. Okay, I didn't hear any objections. I'll just remove that.
So I was actually, I think it was just my computer running, so I was actually able to get into the edit function. So I just dropped a paragraph.
Great, thanks for that. Yeah, thanks everybody. I'm glad we spent some time hacking on this. It's looking good.
You care if I reorder your acronym so that it matches the
Yeah, sorry. Please edit away. I was just kind of jumping ideas down.
No, that's great.
Do we want diversity, civility, and inclusion or inclusiveness?
Oh, yeah, we should be consistent.
Yeah, I think
inclusion?
It's actually.
Yeah, I think inclusion.
It comes to name change again.
Okay, so I'll edit the title.
Ah, okay.
It looks like we've got, I think we caught all the inclusiveness references.
And in terms of the just the background and references section, I think I just finished looking through the various minutes and stuff that we've had over time. There's maybe some things that are missing from there. I think someone like Mandy might have a few more things to add to it, but that should be most of the stuff that's out there. So I think that's
great. Yeah, we can always take another pass later, but thank you for pulling that up.
Yeah, for sure. Just for being mindful what Dan was saying about looking at this from the out from the, you know, the PSC perspective, where people not all the way caught up. I mean, I think it's going to help. That way, it's just like, look, just go read all that stuff. We have links to all the meeting recordings too, if they really want to dig in.
So. That is true. Yeah.
Drown people in transparency.
That's right. So just looking ahead, so I guess maybe the agenda for our next call in 2 weeks will be to review any feedback we've had from the outreach Dan does and tweak as needed, and then have the discussion around the interim chair.
Could you include-
Sorry, I was wordsmithing something in my head. Could you repeat that?
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to distract the editing process. I was just looking ahead. So it sounds like the agenda for our next meeting in 2 weeks will be to discuss any feedback you've received from your outreach, Dan, and edit the doc as needed, and then talk about the interim chair.
Yeah, let me just look at the calendar here. So not meeting next week, but it's the week of the 10th.
Two weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not the holiday week, which is good.
Uh-huh. Ideally, I'd like to maybe resolve offline the leadership question.
Okay. Maybe before then.
Really ambitious, but I guess my goal would be to send out this to the TSC on the 8th or the 9th, something like that.
All right. Yeah. Then we don't. I guess that's why I was asking. We don't have to wait for this meeting to do. To take actions. I mean, ideally, you know, we're a distributed online community. We can do stuff without calls. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Doing it before the next meeting would be great.
I pinged Tracy's email address. She's happy to rejoin.
Oh, awesome. Thank you for that.
Is there anything that we can do at the member summit?
That's a good point. Yeah, I think we certainly could.
So I talked to Meredith, actually. We have this new thing with augmented reality that helps you decipher your unconscious biases. So you know, you put on a headset and it kind of takes you through scenarios that our HR team is working on. There's a whole workshop that goes along with it. And I was just talking to Meredith about saying it would be kind of fun to test it out in Tokyo.
Oh, cool. So you have started talking to Meredith about that?
Yeah, because it just, we'll bring the headsets. And I've been collaborating with this team anyway. So they've mapped out like the whole thing. Like, so you can, you go through an exercise before you put on the headset, then you put on the headset and that takes you through kind of to various scenarios. So you can kind of see what reactions you might have. And then you test again and discuss when you're done. And the point is we all have unconscious biases. So just being aware of them, is just really helpful.
Yeah, I agree. That sounds like a good thing to do there.
So they've done this in various hubs across the globe, and the reception has been really well received. Where people feeling like, you know, gee, I just didn't realize. So it might be fun just to. It's kind of fun technology, anyway.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, I'm glad that you're already talking to Meredith. I mean, I guess my offer to the group is if there are other activities that we think we'd want to do there. I mean, I can help support making sure that it can happen. So just if people have ideas.
What do others think about doing something like that?
I think that sounds fun.
Good. I actually think it would be really interesting just to almost tee up what we're proposing and why.
Agreed.
Yeah. Are you thinking of doing that like during sort of coffee breaks and times and having like a table on the side where you invite people to do that? Or like once this group launched, we have a community session.
We can definitely mess around with it. I was talking to Meredith about what we could do from a marketing committee perspective. And this was just one of the things I had on my list of things to, you know, engage people. But I think it obviously sits more squarely in what we're talking about here. So we can do what we want with it. I was having a conversation with Meredith just because we were kind of coming up with a program for what we wanted to do with the marketing aspect.
Yeah, so maybe think about how you'd like to see that on the agenda, if it would be part of a...
I think it's the structure that they've put together is like a workshop.
Okay.
You kind of do a... It's just because you want people to understand what we're talking about here. This is kind of, with the research that we've been conducting and just the journey that we've taken on what... Not obviously, Accenture has a huge initiative around diversity, but we've done the same. That it's just hiring practices and promotion and how do we actually bring people's awareness level of their unconscious bias up a notch. And it's obviously more of an inclusion discussion and civility, really, because I step in it, we all do. My example is that twice I've been working with a colleague, you know, late at night and somebody would say to me, I just got married. I'm like, oh my gosh, your husband must be frustrated or must be pissed. And it's like, no, it's my wife. It's like, I don't know why. It's just, I step in it. So it's just being conscious and not doing those things to make sure that, you know, we create an inclusive environment.
So if it's a workshop type thing, I think it would be good to connect it with a session on this group. Then I don't know if it makes sense to have two separate sessions, one on this group and one on.
Yeah, I agree.
Right, so maybe we could start thinking about maybe that's something we talk about the next call. Like, let's think about this, how we could propose a session, and then we'll have to work with Marta on getting that on the agenda. What we want that to look like, the name and description, you know, all that. But I think if others are interested, I think that might be a nice kind of like hands-on part to a group on this session, or a session on this group.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, I plus one for sure. I mean, my only feedback is if we wait 2 weeks for the next call, that's getting very close to the member summit itself. This might be something that we want to discuss sooner than that.
True.
I don't know, maybe this could be like one or two people could maybe think about this offline and then present some ideas to the group over email before the next call.
Yeah. I can go through the workshop process just to figure out timing. I do think that this is a supplemental aspect of the overarching message of what we're trying to achieve, just to kind of bring some of the concept to life. And perhaps we can do some research while we're there too. Obviously
it's a talk right now though about what we want. If we're going to talk about this at Member Summit, what do we want to talk about this group? Is it more like sort of announcing, launching this group? Getting interested parties. I think it'll be different than what we did at the last member summit. So Elisa, you can probably adapt the workshop aspect But what would we want to do at Member Summit that's related to this community? That we can do on this call now.
So, for example, Dan, I almost feel like you could do an introduction it's a reminder that you're going to see everywhere that it is imperative for us to maintain a diverse, civil, and inclusive environment for Hyperledger to succeed. So you're going to see reminders of this regularly, not just this year, but every year until we don't have to do it anymore and we know we've succeeded. And I think I would talk about what that might look like, why it's important, et cetera. And then, talk about that the group is formed, that's how serious we're taking it. Here's some of the initiatives that we will have underway. We really need everybody to participate. And then to help bring it to life, we're gonna put you through some, an exercise.
Yeah, that's great.
And then Karen, my thoughts on what you were saying is I think the goal as far as this group goes, recruiting probably, this group has been so under the radar now, I think, it'd be nice to be much more public about this is happening and this is how you get involved.
I agree. I think it would be a shame if we didn't take the opportunity to.
Agreed. Yeah, this is a perfect, thank you for raising that. Yeah. So yeah, I would encourage let's not wait 2 weeks. If people want to put some thoughts together and email the group. Let's try to resolve this over email.
And then Lisa, the part that you added about proposing a collaboration with Accenture, I imagine getting questions about what that means. Could you say more about that?
Sure. Really, it's what I was envisioning is that we have the same goal, right? It's just one is they're just potentially different targets. But it seemed that we had a ready-made alignment with an established community to just, since we already had this research in the field, that maybe we could just pull this together. And deploy what we were already doing to assess what's going on in the state of play for Hyperledger specifically.
Okay.
And it's a survey, and we'll I'm happy to share it and get comments and obviously on what we actually had put together thinking would be interesting to test. We've pulled a lot of this from the broader Accenture initiatives, but it's not set in stone by any stretch of the imagination. And then the other, we obviously want to have some critical mass and the quantitative data that we pull in, but we also want the qualitative. So Dan, I think you were already, and Karen, you guys were already on the list of people that we wanted our team to interview. On the ground, there might be another opportunity for us to speak to more people. We just want to get an assessment of, what's happening blockchain has unique challenges. That's why we kind of took what was going on at Accenture broadly and customized it for what was happening in this particular community. We just want to have a better understanding of it so we can measure impact of any programs we put out. I think we're in this together. We have an aligned vision.
Because it definitely sounds really good to me. I'm wondering if maybe just change it within that the text here, if we change the word proposing to something like considering, or people are seeing that we're not moving too far ahead of our, I don't know quite what I mean, but
that's fine with me.
Yeah, because you're proposing it and then we're considering it, and that makes sense. Yeah, cool. Okay. So, and which also it brought to mind as well, what one thing that was kind of, I think is missing from here, unless I wasn't part of a discussion about it, but the overall Linux Foundation DCI pilot effort, we're not mentioning that we've been requested to and have agreed to be a pilot for the Linux Foundation work.
Yeah. you may have missed a meeting, Carson, where we discussed that. So that yes, you're right. That was something that until recently we had been discussing. That had been a kind of a major focus. But there is some internal reorganization of the marketing team, and there's not the previous owner of the internal LFDCI effort is no longer driving that. And so we need to understand internally what's going to happen with that. So
okay. So that's where the more general language about working with other groups comes in, and then that's perfect. Okay, great. Thank you. That makes sense. Yeah, you're right. I did miss that meeting. I remember which one I didn't get though. So.
Yeah, and if that comes back online, we'll certainly re-engage with them, but yeah, it's perfect. Not currently.
Yeah, that makes sense. I dig it.
And I'm just pulling that collaboration comment down into the collaborators section about Accenture.
Oh, that makes sense.
And then I'll maybe add in something about how the 2018 survey didn't happen. And yeah. Where is my cursor? It just disappeared. Oh, there it is.
So just a time check. I see that we have 4 more minutes left. And as a note, maybe it's obvious, but anybody is welcome to edit this doc at any point. So if you see additional edits to make in the, you know, after the call is over, please do. So Dan, you have what you need from us for the next steps you had mentioned?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Great, great. Yeah, and Alyssa, thank you. And again, for any thoughts you want to put together about the member summit, I think that will help us get that in place.
Cool. I think that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Get people excited about it.
Sounds pretty cool.
I know. Anything with headset, I'm fully into.
Yeah,
that.
Totally.
Since we have a wiki page now, do you want to create a page on like a member summit session proposal description? And then we can work on it?
Yeah, let's do as much as we can, on the wiki over email. And then if we need to finalize things in 2 weeks on a call, we certainly can. But yeah, if we have stuff in place before then, that'd be great.
Yeah, and I'll check with Marta on what space there is in the agenda.
Oh, great. Thank you. Okay. Great. Okay, we've got 2 more minutes. I captured the action items, and I'll update the agenda with some notes and those action items, and then the recording, and then I'll send a note around to the group. Yeah, and unfortunately, we don't have a mailing list, which is one of the reasons we want to create a formal working group. So yeah, if Alyssa or anybody has anything you want to share, you can just reply all to that thread, to the email list that I send out when I send the notes and recording around. That's probably the best way to reach everybody.
Okay.
Do we not have any of that rationale listed in here yet?
I know we had documented it at one point on the Google Doc. It might have been edited out for, I think maybe Brian had thought it was maybe not relevant, or I mean, I had written that at one point. If we can go back into the Google Doc and capture that if needed.
Yeah, what I'm looking at now is what's the rationale for the group. So, mm-hmm. by the way, I moved the scope stuff back. I decided it was well worth how it was. But yeah, so maybe I'll spend a little bit more time now adding to the rationale of why we need a working group. And I guess the best place for that is the introduction section, because there's not a rationale section.
Right.
Maybe I'll pull some of that stuff about the survey not taking place also into there.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, and again, feel free to look at that previous Google Doc. I think there is some language there, or had been in the history at one point.
Is that link around somewhere?
Here, I'll... I can put it in the chat here on Zoom, but it's going to disappear when the call's over. I can email it to you, Dan, too, if that's better. But I just did just drop it in the chat.
Maybe
all right,
add
I got it open.
Documents page to the wiki.
Say again.
Add an old documents page to the wiki.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, there's definitely some wiki gardening that's going to be needed at some point. We've got a lot of stuff floating around.
Yeah, just to bring it all together.
Yeah. Yeah, I think when we get the go-ahead from the TSC, yeah, we'll need to rethink our wiki presence, and yeah, we can do all that gardening then. So I see we're at time. Any last-minute thoughts? Okay, well, thanks for everybody for editing the doc. I think it's in good shape. And yeah. We can talk again in 2 weeks, and we can email each other in the meantime before then. So thanks, y'all.
Thanks.
All right, bye.
Thanks.
Bye.